CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden at the G7 summit in Japan left an official dinner early to get in on debt ceiling talks from afar. Republicans warning a deal needs to be done this weekend to avoid the government defaulting on its bills by June 1st. A court appearance today for 21-year-old Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, accused of leaking classified government documents online. A judge deciding whether he stays jailed until trial.
Federal prosecutors say releasing the young Air National Guardsman who's accused of leaking America's defense secrets poses far too great a risk to public safety and national security. Court records now show Teixeira had been warned three times about deep diving into intelligence information, but prosecutors say he shared such information in a social media group that included foreigners.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, raising the stakes in its battle against Florida's governor by canceling a billion-dollar construction project. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott this week sent 41 migrants on a chartered bus to Denver, adding the Colorado Capitol to the list of Democrat-run cities where he's sending migrants.
A charter bus pulls up at Denver's Civic Center Park, and more than three dozen asylum seekers step off. They have 1 month to work out next steps.
So we have 30 days really to figure out what's going on, both with their legal case and with their resettlement here.
Jennifer Piper of American Friends Service Committee. The people on the bus wanted to go to Denver, but that city's mayor, Michael B. Hancock, says he'll send a bill to Texas Governor Greg Abbott to cover the costs incurred. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
WNBA star Brittany Griner returns to the basketball court tonight for her first game with the Phoenix Suns since she was convicted of drug possession in Russia and sentenced to 9 years in prison. Griner spent nearly 10 months in a Russian penal colony before she returned to the U.S. in December as part of a prisoner exchange with Moscow. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Some help could be on the way to Wisconsin communities with water plagued with PFAS pollution. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee has voted to create a $125 million trust fund to deal with forever chemicals. The idea is to provide some help now until there's a long-term solution. A federal judge says a Native American tribe in northern Wisconsin and a Canadian energy company should try to work out their differences. Judge William Connolly says he's not inclined to try to stop work on Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5, even though environmentalists say it poses a danger to northern Wisconsin and Lake Superior.
Water is at risk, aquifers are at risk, long-term ecosystem and environmental health is at risk, and it's a really, really big deal.
Jadine Sonoda is with the Sierra Club. In sports, the Brewers are at Tampa Bay tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How worried are you on this Friday, May 19th, about the debt ceiling? 844-967-2789. Do you feel like the sky is falling? Or is this just politics as usual? And how much are you following it? Because it is a critical big deal, but it's also in the news, you know, it's in the news every day. Like, how much are you actually keeping up to date with it and letting it worry, keep you up at night? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because we've been here before.
We have.
In fact, I guess this, I was reading a Washington Post op-ed this morning that was kind of arguing that this is politics as usual. And, you know, that part of the reason that there might be some boredom over the topic for some is because this happens frequently. This one, and arguing that this one will probably end as the 11 of the 14 since 2008 have, with measures attached to increase the limit. But, you know, it is the topic du jour to be having headlines every day and what the status is and where, who met with who. And yesterday they were talking about invoking the 14th Amendment as one of the options. And what would that look like? And I think just as far as talking to you, a normal person who is not an elected official, but probably has opinions, how much is this living in your head right now? As far as how worried are you? Or do you think that, like it usually does, it will work itself out? 844-967-2789. Tim McCullough already weighing in on the YouTube live stream. I worry about a market crash because of it.
Absolutely.
And that is the thing I actually was reading this morning. It's even if we get a deal done, it's the uncertainty that this creates.
And the street does not like uncertainty.
The streets.
The streets.
The streets do not like uncertainty.
No.
I like that, Jane.
Yes.
Well, how worried are you?
This is a huge thing. It is a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the list of ramifications, if they default, is really terrifying if you look at it. And it's really sad that we've been here before and we'll probably be here again. But as you just noted, the Wall Street and Those kinds of people do not like uncertainty. And even if that doesn't happen, they're planting seeds for it already to make people twitchy. This doesn't help. This does not help.
Well, and also, you know, the bigger global ramifications as well, because I feel like I forgot what the metaphor is, but it's basically like when, you know, when the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world gets a cold or something along those lines. Right. As far as the world is watching us, because so much of the like the world's economy is also interwoven and dependent on our economy, that and we're I think it's us. And is it Denmark is the only other country that plays this game.
And it is a game, and it shouldn't be a game.
Absolutely not. And so it is maddening that we're here. I don't know who's going to blink first. And I also, there's also this feeling of like, well, is this just them playing politics? And like, they're going to work it out because the ramifications are so dire that to stay on top of it and to because this is also something, at least for me, I feel like it's so far out of your control that you're like, how much space do I let this take up in my brain? Because if I think too much about it and let myself worry about it and how bad it could be, despite the fact that I have no control over this, is just like a self-preservation mode.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How worried are you about the debt ceiling? Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I just retired recently, and I just got my first Social Security check. And I am worried about not receiving that check until October. However, I'm in a position where I can afford it, whereas many, many people cannot. And that's, to me, is so tragic. Also, too, my 401k, I'm done working, so if I lose half of it, I'm out of luck. I'm not going to go back to work to replenish my 401k. So I'm surprised that the messaging is not out there, what the Republicans are doing, because it affects so many people.
Absolutely.
And so many people that are in red states or vote Republican, it's going to affect them. And the Republicans are trying to, you know, want to blame Joe Biden. And it's like, it's not him. It's you.
Well, and that's the thing that Jane and I were talking before the show, Stacey, is saying, like, it also, from what I've read and what I've tried to keep up with, a lot of the things that they're asking for, they being the Republicans, are not very popular.
No,
as far
as
some of the things that they want to cut. And it just, I don't know. And you're right, though, that there are plenty of people, and it's the partisan game of you pick your side and you stick with your side, just like to the hell with the facts, that are like, well, this is Joe Biden's fault, and are just going to stick it to him no matter what. And so, but I thanks for so much for calling as far as how you, like, you already actually understand the consequences of how it's going to deal with you, because I'm not sure everyone's all, like, necessarily thought through that yet.
Right. And, you know, and luckily for me, I'm a retired accountant, so if I need to go back to work, I can.
Job security, baby.
Good for you, Stacey.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't think I'll ever be a greeter at Walmart or working at Culver's, but, you know, because which is unfortunate, but I mean, because of my background, you know, I'm very employable, but, you know, still a lot of people are not.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, they wholly depend upon their Social Security. And it's just tragic. It really is, because, you know, we become so partisan in everything that people are, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to own the libs and not get my Social Security. It's like, you're screwing yourself. I mean, come on.
Well, you're and so many people who are voting for you.
Right. And I don't, you know, but unfortunately, with the way our state is so gerrymandered, too, it's that I think that the Republicans in Wisconsin just it's a free for all. They know that they can pretty much do whatever they want. And that's tragic, because, you know, we shouldn't be beholden to them because they want to do whatever they want. But, you know, and people can vote. But if they have, you know, things are gerrymandered, I think people feel like their vote doesn't count. So that's all I have to say. But I hope people wake up. I really do.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Are you worried about possibly defaulting on our debt? Tom from Nakusa is joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you want to say?
I say I'm not the least bit worried about it. I think this was all pre-planned. I think Joe Biden knew ahead of time that he was going to cave to this when he doesn't have to. They the powers that are controlling the government are not going to let us default. They're not going to let the stock market crash or anything else. Joe Biden doesn't have to cave to any of this. He can just stand his ground, and that debt ceiling will be passed. I'm on Social Security too, and I'm not the least bit worried. But Joe Biden is caving to this.
So you just think he needs to hold firm? And did you go along with the idea of the 14th Amendment?
Well, yeah, I don't think you have to do any of it. They're not going to, the people that are controlling the stock market and everything, they're not going to let us default on this. They're not going to lose that kind of money, you know, and they're giving us a snow job on this stuff. You know, they know they're not going to default on our debt.
So you feel like this is going to be to take the same path as taken in the past, where it's like they're it's going to go down the wire. It's dramatic, but it works out.
No. Joe Biden is going to cave and give in to some of this stuff when he doesn't have
doesn't
to.
Have
That's
to.
The part that gets me the maddest. You know, it's you got to look and see what's really happening there.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Are you worried about the U.S. defaulting? What blows my mind, and that this doesn't come up more pointedly and more frequently, is that it was Donald Trump's tax cuts for the rich that added trillions of dollars to our deficit. Trillions. And now it's all Joe Biden's fault.
I know. Well, this is such a, it's so funny to think back, and it was the 90s that we actually had a balanced budget.
Under Clinton, correct?
Under Clinton. Mm. And just how, I will admit, our debt is insane. Our spending is insane. But it also, and you know, and like, well, you know, when we talk about the defense budget, and like, there is in good faith, probably a lot of different things that could be negotiated as far as like how spending works. Was it on air that we were talking to someone who, like, they were making widgets, right, for a big company. They figured out a more like consistent, efficient way to do that. They left, started their own company that they were selling. They were selling these widgets to the government. They figured out a better way to do it. They started their own company. They started like get some of the market share and selling to the government, and then their old company just bought them, and now it's back to the normal, right? Like there are probably case by case as far as the spending that like different contractors with the government that are kind of getting a, you know, not the best deal. And so I'm not saying that there's not waste, but this does not feel like the way to start negotiating to get like the budget and the debt in order. Like, we have to pay our bills.
Yes, we do.
And so, you know, we'll come back because I'm a little surprised we haven't heard more from Wall Street. And Janet Yellen has, I guess, privately started to be like, hey, guys, like, we need you to
speak up
a little bit. And I also want to play, because, you know, history repeats itself. If you remember the show, the HBO show Newsroom from Aaron Sorkin, there's a great scene with Olivia Munn's character, who was the economist in the newsroom, pushing like, we got to talk about this. This has to be our lead story. And it's Aaron Sorkin's writing, and it's excellent. So we'll replay that, but then talk a little bit more about Yellen's private warning to Wall Street to maybe get a little bit louder on this topic. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to wisnewssurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, wisnewssurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at wisnewssurvey.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 60, northwesterly winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight, lows around 44, highs around 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Low 70s Sunday and Monday. Another look at the short range, highs reach 61 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Listen to these quotes. These aren't from liberals. These are hardcore Wall Street guys who, whatever the world may think of them, know what they're talking about, and so do I. Jamie Dimon at Chase says, voting against raising the debt ceiling would be a moral disaster. The Barclays guys say, this debate is detached from reality. My Goldman source says, if the House Republicans continue this debate, I hope they're willing to mark the end of the dollar as the global reserve currency. Please notice that he didn't say, if the House Republicans don't raise the debt ceiling. He said, if the House Republicans continue this debate. That's all it takes, just the uncertainty. That's why the Dow is going to close down 230 points today. Because just the debate, just the doubt, just the possibility that the House majority might commit the most self-inflicted damage to the country since the secession of the South has caused billions in value to disappear.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And that was a clip from Newsroom almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
I think that clip was from I think that season was 2013. And so if you have HBO and you can go back and rewatch, I think there's only two seasons. Newsroom was a great show.
It
won lots of awards. It's Aaron Sorkin, so the writing is incredible and dramatic. But you know, the thing that was interesting about that show is that it was like basically 2 to 3 years delayed, looking at very recent history from a fictional newsroom standpoint. But that clip specifically has been circulating. So that's the actress Olivia Munn. She plays the economist in the newsroom named Sloane Sabbath, and making, you know, here we are 10 years later, and that still stands, right? Except it doesn't necessarily sound like we've heard as many quotes from Wall Street guys.
We haven't heard any.
Not really. And so this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the country's biggest bankers that a potential debt ceiling default will have repercussions beyond the financial system, and insisted that early June, you know, June X date is very, very, very real. And so, you know, it matters because the Biden administration is sounding the alarm in public and in private about the consequences of the default and the dangers in trying to cut a deal at the last moment. And so Yellen's had pretty, apparently has had pretty frank talks with JP Morgan, their CEO, and as part of effort to by top Biden officials to enlist the business community to pressure congressional Republicans to raise the country's debt ceiling before June 1st. And so I don't know if they're going to actually step up and put that pressure on, but it would seem like it's in their interest because of the litany of things it sounds like could happen. Even if we get a deal done at the last minute, like the stock market, tanking and not recovering as well is a very real one. So you'd think these guys would be like, yeah, we need to get this done.
It is just endlessly frustrating. And again, the long reaching ramifications, I just don't think people have entirely embraced yet. The Center for American Progress says veterans will be particularly susceptible if this default happens. The delay in payments could affect their pension programs, disability compensation, educational allowances, healthcare for veterans and their dependents. A protracted default could potentially lead to delayed payments to healthcare providers, including those who provide care to veterans and their families. And this is a group that we've been talking about, too, for how long. Need more funding, need more help, need more assistance. And everything that the Republicans want, at least from my perspective, isn't very popular.
Well, yeah, because even yesterday we were talking about that new survey that was talking about like the public health crisis and what people are worried about. And in that same survey, even like 75% of Republicans were like, no, we don't want to cut Medicare and Social Security. Like, please don't do this.
Don't do that.
And actually, our guest in the next segment is Dave Boettcher, who is a 27-year National Guard and Army Reserve veteran who served in the Gulf War. So he's going to join us to talk about, because it also has felt very murky as far as the bill that Republicans did pass that will not become law. It won't get passed in the Senate, and Biden wouldn't sign it. But reminder, all of the Republican Wisconsin congressmen did sign this thing.
Yep.
And, you know, they were trying to say, no, this doesn't affect, our bill doesn't affect veterans' benefits.
We wouldn't do that.
And yet, again and again, it's like, no, but it would. So he's going to join to kind of to talk us through, you know, what benefits look like today. I guess also what you just said, Center for American Progress has said, even with the default, how much that could screw veterans.
Oh, yeah.
But then also, what's actually in the bill and what does that look like as far as how it impacts veterans' benefits? Because this is just a group. It's just astonishing to me what political footballs veterans always end up being.
Yes.
It's like the reverence they're held with when politicos talk about them, and yet the short end of the stick they constantly seem to get when it comes to actually getting care, receiving care, being taken care of, and yet we support our veterans.
Yeah, well, nobody encapsulated the hypocrisy better than Jon Stewart in, I want to say, one of his last appearances about that burn pit legislation to an almost empty chamber of lawmakers. It was full of supporters and first responders and EMTs and people who were sick and dying from cancer, but almost no lawmakers were up there. And Jon Stewart said to them, you should be ashamed on behalf of your colleagues who aren't here, because on 9/11 and every other holiday, you will trot out your support for our brave veterans. And when it comes to things like this, you can't even bother to show up.
Yeah. I mean, Memorial Day is a week away, right? Basically a week and a half away. And so lots of photo ops then. But when it comes to stuff that actually matters, like ensuring veterans are protected and covered, not so much. All right. We'll be back with Dave Boettcher when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden at the G7 summit in Japan left an official dinner early to get in on debt ceiling talks from afar. Republicans warning a deal needs to be done this weekend to avoid the government defaulting on its bills by June 1st. A court appearance today for 21-year-old Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, accused of leaking classified government documents online. A judge deciding whether he stays jailed until trial.
Federal prosecutors say releasing the young Air National Guardsman who's accused of leaking America's defense secrets poses far too great a risk to public safety and national security. Court records now show Texera had been warned three times about deep diving into intelligence information, but prosecutors say he shared such information in a social media group that included foreigners.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, raising the stakes in its battle against Florida's governor by canceling a billion-dollar construction project. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Kia and Hyundai have agreed to settle a $200 million lawsuit related to the explosion in car thefts in Milwaukee and around the country. In a statement, the companies say they'll provide cash compensation for customers who incurred theft-related vehicle losses or damage not covered by insurance. The cars were easy to steal because of a design flaw. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joining a bipartisan group of 39 lawmakers urging Congress to pass the Combating Illicit Xylazine Act. This comes after a surge in overdose deaths nationwide related to xylazine. It's a potent veterinary medication that has been widely mixed with opioids like fentanyl and is easy to get online. Xylazine, only approved by the FDA as a veterinary medicine used to sedate and relieve pain in large animals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc salutes America's armed forces and all of our military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops are our angels of freedom and our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their dedication and bravery, as well as our veterans and those who've given their lives in the line of duty. They are America's true heroes. This tribute from Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Dear Avery, I think of you all.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matnair. And we are working to get a hold of our next guest, Dave Betcher, who is a 27-year-old National Guard and Army Reserve veteran who served in the Gulf War, to discuss what Speaker McCarthy's debt limit bill would mean for Wisconsin veterans. And a reminder that all of the Wisconsin Republicans voted for this thing. But I feel like there's been a lot of back and forth and political spin on what would actually be in this bill. And so do we have Dave on the line?
We do. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Good to have you. So I guess to start off, before we talk about what's in the bill, what would you say veterans' benefits look like today?
You know, right now, I would say veterans' benefits are at a pretty good level in the fact that I'm mainly going to speak here about Wisconsin, of course.
Absolutely.
In the Madison area, we have a pretty strong program. I'm personally on VA healthcare due to having served in a combat zone. So I have care right here in Madison where we have a VA hospital and we have a VA clinic. And obviously veterans can go to either one. There's doctors at both, and you get assigned to your primary physician. You can pretty much call and within 24 hours be in and see your doctor. And that's not see any doctor. It's see the doctor who always takes care of you.
And that's critically
actually pretty responsive.
Go ahead, Jane.
I was just going to say, Dave, that's critically important to be able to see the same provider, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, most of your health insurance plans want you to have a primary physician and everything. But, you know, how many people on private insurance can sit there and call in and say, I need to see my doctor, and they get told go to urgent care,
mm-hmm.
or they get told to go to the emergency room because you can't see your doctor for a week or more. But with the VA here in Madison, they have really done, and in Wisconsin, they've done a pretty good job about keeping those wait times down. That's about to change, maybe.
Yeah. So let's talk. Let's get into that, because I feel like there's been, you know, in general, with all the debt ceiling stuff, with the Republicans' bill that they passed, at least in the House, you know, the political spin is one side saying it's this, the other side saying it's that. And so if the Republicans are saying, no, this doesn't affect veterans care. And yet PolitiFact has said, yes, it does. And I think most veterans, like VA and everything, has been like, yes, it does. And so
yes.
As far as what you understand, if this bill were to move forward, or at least let's not even say that, because I think we know that the Senate wouldn't vote for this, Biden wouldn't sign it, but who knows what actually ends up coming through the debt ceiling negotiations. As far as what you understand, like, how would this impact the benefits and care that Wisconsin veterans are receiving right now?
Well, I think the big issue that's clouding this is how the bill is written.
Okay.
So they wrote the bill to just simply say, we're going to put everything back to 2022 funding. And we're going to make sure we don't touch certain things, like you can't touch Social Security, you can't touch Medicare, you can't touch the defense budget. Well, there, you just took the three biggest things out that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back to 2022 funding on the entire federal budget, but then you exempt three of the single largest things that are in the budget, you basically took that whole cut that should have happened to, like, defense and everything, and you put it onto these other programs that are much smaller. So the cut on those programs is going to be significantly larger than the 8% overall cut they're trying to make, because you're taking an 8% cut of the 100% and you're applying it to only 35% of the budget. So to do that entire 8% cut, by the time you're done, you have to go to every other program and cut 22% of their budget. So over one-fifth of all funding they have right now is gone. That's not last year's increase. That's like 6-7 years worth of increases. And to make that happen in the VA, it's pretty easy to just sit there and say, okay, a 22% budget cut. You didn't say where it's going. You didn't say how to apply it. So as PolitiFact said and others have said, basically, you just got to look at the program and figure out, let's just get rid of 22% of everything.
Yeah.
Because there's almost no other way to do it. And that takes some very simple calculations. You go in and you say, well, let's see. We go to the Veterans Benefits Administration, which has X amount of staff. So a 22% cut means 6,000 of them have to be released in order to meet your payroll. So you just basically eliminated 6,000 staff from the Veterans Benefits Administration. Well, that's pretty easy to then calculate. How much work do 6,000 staff do? How many claims do they take care of? Well, that's 134,000 claims a year that aren't going to be processed, and they're going to be put into backlog. So that's veterans basically having their pensions, life insurance, educational benefits, employment services all get delayed, and put into a very long backlog. And that's how you can see what the actual effect of that budget cut is.
So it's basically, to some of what you said, it's like, we're not telling you what you have to cut, but you're going to have to cut something because we're just saying overall, your budget's going to be 22% less. You figure out where that comes from.
Exactly. That's how the legislature, the House of Representatives, has pretended to say, well, we didn't cut anything, but you took the money away.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what do you think happens when you take the money away? Things don't keep happening. People don't go to work if you don't pay them.
Yeah.
You can't run IT services if you refuse to pay the IT providers. You know, you're going to have 81,000 jobs would have to be released within the entire Veterans Health Administration.
Oh, my.
That means nurses, doctors, whatever. They just basically the funding is not there to pay them. The funding is not there to have the outpatient visits. That's 30 million outpatient visits that have to be canceled or just not happen because there's no money to make them happen. You don't have the money to do the blood test. You don't have the money to do the x-ray. And all you got to do is just take how many cases were done last year, cut 22% of them, and that's how many less are going to be done next year. And that's 134,000 claims that won't be processed. That's 30 million fewer outpatient visits across the nation. So when you take a look at that, just in Wisconsin, we have 360,000 veterans in Wisconsin. Half of them, just over half of them, are on, slightly less than half, are on the VA health system.
Okay.
To make those numbers work in Wisconsin, every single one of those people has to have one less medical visit per year.
Hmm.
So you only have, I do maybe three visits in an entire year. One of them is a required physical. If I don't take that physical under federal law, I lose my VA health benefits.
Oh, wow.
And I'd have to reapply all over again. And that's like a 9-month process.
Oh, man.
To get onto VA healthcare. So I have to do the physical visit, right? So then my other two visits, one last year I went in for a simple visit about, you know, high blood pressure. In order to get your medication re-upped, you have to, you know, come in, do a blood test and everything. So is that the one I skip so that I don't get high blood pressure medication anymore? Maybe. I can't skip the physical because if I skip that, that cancels all of them for the rest of the year. So those are the kind of things that are going to have to be decided, you know, and that's the effect of cutting 22% of the budget without saying you actually took money. You said you're going to take the money away. You're just not willing to say what happens when
you're not willing to admit the ramifications of taking that money away.
Exactly. Our guest is Dave Boettcher. Right. He's a 27-year National Guard and Army Reserve veteran, and we're talking about what the impact would be on our veterans if they default on the debt limit. There was something that showed up on my Twitter feed just a couple of days ago, Dave, and I don't believe it was a veteran in Wisconsin, but this man was sitting in his truck sobbing because, at least where he lives, it's very difficult to maintain a continuum of care. And he said, you know, I finally hook up with a provider that I really like, that I have a relationship with. I see him for a year, and then they move on to something that's more lucrative. And now I have to start from ground zero with another medical provider. I have to relive all that trauma so they understand where I'm coming from. It was just heart-wrenching to watch this man. And if there are veterans that are still encountering those kinds of problems now, how much worse would that be?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, you're talking 81,000 jobs in the Federal Veterans Health Administration. Those are the people who provide that type of care. And if you take out 81,000 of them, well, guess what? A lot of veterans are going to have to shift who their provider is and start over again, whether it's a cancer screening or mental health services or substance abuse or PTSD. Those things aren't, that's not the type of care that you do at the drop of a hat. You know, it's not like, oh, I cut myself. I need to go in and get stitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you go in, somebody gives you stitches. When you're doing PTSD care, you build, the only way to build that type of care and help that veteran is to have a long-term relationship with them.
Yeah.
And you don't just start over the next day and everything is fine. If you start over with a new provider, you're literally starting all the way back. And you've got to build that trust up again before you can start seeing good progress. I was on the State Veterans Board here in Wisconsin for a number of years. And there's one thing a lot of us sometimes overlook. In Wisconsin, we have two cemeteries that are provided by federal dollars for veterans. This budget cut will take $480 million out of the care of those cemeteries able to do those. And people don't sit there and think about that because, you know, it's like, well, it's a cemetery. What's the big deal? Well, somebody's got to mow it. Somebody's got to take care of it.
Yes.
When a veteran passes away, someone has to prepare, you know, the site and bury that veteran and provide all of that. Well, when you cut $480 million out of that program, guess how much the care goes? And there was a big fight a few years back where we on the Veterans Board had to provide more money and help get these cemeteries caught back up because they got hit with huge budget cuts back in the 90s under George Bush. And when Obama came in, some of that money started to come back, and we were working to fix all those things. This is going to be a much larger cut than that one was.
So
and
I guess
that's when you start seeing that lack of support that causes long-term problems that you spend 8 years or 9 or 10 years trying to get it back to where it was because you slashed so much money in one shot.
Get out of the hole, yeah. So, Jay, we only have a couple more minutes with you, but I guess, you know, this is passed in the House. It hasn't, you know, we'll see what happens with the debt ceiling. But as far as awareness for the general public, what would you like them to know, or what could they actually do if this is something that, like, they care about, and where, like, what action can people actually take right now?
I think the simplest action you can take is to contact your legislator. I mean, Van Orden up in the 3rd District up in Eau Claire, he's been actually voting to do this stuff, and he's a veteran. And it's like, you've got to remind him that, you know what, this isn't just a simple budget cut of 8%.
Yep.
Because you went and exempted so much of the budget from the cut that you pushed it all onto the VA and programs like that at a significant level. And remind him that there is the PACT Act out there that he could vote for, which Biden introduced, that secures all this type of funding. But this 22% cut to the VA basically gets rid of 80,000 healthcare providers, gets rid of 6,000 staff to process disability claims, gets rid of 500 staff that are supposed to work at the National Cemetery.
Dave, unfortunately, I have to cut you off just because we're coming up against a break. But thank you so much for your insight and those numbers. We'll link. I know there's a Protect Our Care PDF that I will link to today's show notes. But thanks so much for your time, and we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast. High of 60. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again. Tonight, lows around 44. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Low 70s Sunday and Monday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 61 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 44 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are rolling through this Friday. How happy are you that it's the weekend?
I am always happy when it's the weekend.
I'm always happy when it's the weekend, too. Yes. And it's actually supposed to be pretty nice. Looks like the rain is not coming.
Which is, we can use a break. My husband was able to mow the front last weekend, but he didn't get to the back. It's so long. I need like
Snowmo May.
I need the Grim Reaper to come through with a sickle and take care of what's growing in our yard.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good weekend
yeah.
project.
He's gonna have to mow it like three times. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to hold on as much as I can because I got the W girls. We had them here last Friday, so the W girls event is tonight, and that is going until 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's late, Mom.
So it's 7 to 11, and I was like, how am I going to stay awake from that? Because I definitely went to bed at 8:45 last night.
Yeah, you might be pushing a little bit there.
And so, but that will be fun no matter what. And so, definitely happy for the weekend that it is almost here. We have 2 more hours to keep you company on this Friday, and it is about that time when we're going to do the headline quiz to see how closely Jane was paying attention to the news this week. You can play along at home. This is where we have 5 different headlines, multiple choice. See how you do.
All right.
All right, number one.
I'm ready.
Taco Bell said it wanted to liberate which phrase from its trademark protections?
Do I even have to read them? It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Yeah. But the options were A, Taco Tuesday, B, Happy Hour, C, Buy One, Get One Free, D, Burrito Bowl.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. All right, number two. Who said it? We'll try a little advertising and see how it goes. A, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. B, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. C, NYC Mayor Eric Adams. D, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
Wow. We'll try a little advertising.
We'll try a little advertising. See how it goes.
Janet Yellen. Elon.
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, New York City Mayor.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
I'll go with Elon.
All right. Number three, which U.S. state just became the first to completely ban TikTok?
It's Montana.
A, Montana. B, California. C, Alaska. D, Wyoming. You say Montana.
Yeah.
Number four, which digital media company once valued at $5.7 billion filed for bankruptcy this week? A, Vox, B, Mashable, C, HuffPost, D, Vice.
It's Vice.
Okay. Last question. Number five, Loreen's performance of the power ballad Tattoo won the Eurovision Song Contest for which country? A, Ukraine, B, Sweden, C, Finland, D, United Kingdom.
It was Sweden, and she had the longest fingernails I have ever seen in my entire life.
Have you seen Eurovision, the movie?
No.
That's a bit fan favorite in our household.
Is it really?
Mike really likes that movie. We made my mom watch it last weekend.
Eurovision, the movie?
Oh, it's a Will Ferrell movie. You never heard of it? Will
No.
Ferrell, Rachel McAdams. And it's like kind of a dumb comedy as far as like Will Ferrell movies go, but they have a bunch of like former Eurovision stars in the movie, and it kind of like it both like pokes fun at, but also pays homage to what Eurovision is. And it wasn't even on my, this is how like not into it, America's like so cut out of this, but it's a big deal.
Oh, it is. It's huge. It is huge.
All right. Let's see how you did.
Okay.
5 out of 5. Oh, Jane.
I was feeling pretty strong, but I didn't think I would get 5 out of 5.
There you go. So you got 5 out of 5 correct. Taco Bell wants to free Taco Tuesday, which currently is trademarked.
We need to get Michelle Wolf on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. Elon Musk said that Tesla will start advertising for the first time. That's kind of incredible to think about, that they've never paid for advertising.
Seriously. And Elon, you may want to leave your name out of any advertising. I'm just trying to help.
He was interviewed, I think, by CNBC this week.
Yeah.
And they asked him about, you know, the financial, like getting advertisers back to Twitter and how he may help himself in doing that by not tweeting his political thoughts every time he has one. And he pauses for a super long time and thinks.
Uh-huh.
And then quotes Princess Bride.
Indigo Montoya.
Indigo Montoya.
Indigo Montoya. Oh my God.
And basically says how he just doesn't care. He goes, so you don't care. Like it's worth it to you to say what you want despite what it will cost. And he basically says yes. And then Mandy Patinkin, who played Indigo Montoya,
yes,
retweets it and goes, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Exactly. It was just brilliant. Mandy Patinkin is so wonderful.
Anyways, moving on. Number 3, Montana has banned TikTok outright. And one of the stories we didn't get to today is there's already 5 TikTokers who are suing.
Suing, okay.
To challenge that. Number 4.
Just don't confront Governor Gianforte because he might body slam you. So be careful. He doesn't like confrontation.
Number 4, Vice filed for bankruptcy this week. And number 5, Sweden won Eurovision, which means they will be the host next year. And also, is this the first time they've won since ABBA? I thought I read that.
Probably.
With Waterloo. What? You're not an ABBA person, right?
I am not.
Oh, that's so. You've never seen Mamma Mia?
No.
It's so fun.
I don't.
Even Pete Bry, my dad, was dancing in the aisles at the end of Mamma Mia and was smiling. So if Pete Bry likes Mamma Mia, I feel like you could get on board.
Their music just does not do it for me. I'm difficult. I know.
There's not enough whoop 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 boing.
More whoop 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 boing. And I'm there.
All right. Well, coming up in the noon lunch hour, Ari Brown is back from Wisconsin Policy Forum to talk about his report from earlier, about a month ago, about the crisis of our public defenders and district attorneys and how much we are not paying them. But as of this week, there's actually been an update as far as...
Which is miraculous.
So we'll see kind of how the bill that's been proposed and voted on this week could alleviate some of the problems that he highlighted in his research. And then at 12:30, we have federal prosecutor Christy Parker and former congressional investigations lead Ann Tindall to come talk about a new resource that they published through Protect Democracy that kind of makes sense of all of these investigations that are going on and the difference between, you know, prosecutors versus congressional oversight and how to make sense of all of this. And so especially to protect our democracy. Thus the name.
I like it.
So, all right, stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers. And on Facebook.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to...
ABC News, I'm Faith.